I'm here with Dylan Bogard, Coordinator for Community Service and Colonel's Cupboard at Eastern Kentucky University. Dylan, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
So, Dylan, tell me, what do you do at the Colonel's Cupboard?
So, at the Colonel's Cupboard, we offer a variety of free services for students who have some sort of need. So, we started back in 2014, and since then, we've offered food boxes for students to come and pick up. More recently, we've transitioned into a shopping model where it's very much like going into a grocery store. Students come in, they get a little basket, and they can get whatever food, clothing, or toiletry items they might need throughout their semesters here at EKU.
Okay, and have you found that works out a bit better, less waste with as opposed to the boxes?
Definitely. We've actually had a lot of compliments from students coming in. You know, not everybody likes peas or green beans, so if we stuff those in a box, it's nice for them to be able to shop. That way we're not getting goods re-donated to us or, you know, having stuff go to waste.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And could you say about how many students that you get on a weekly basis?
I would definitely say, you know, right now we've seen, you know, 8 to 10 students a day for this first week. So it's quite a few that are coming in. Our numbers have been really growing. So I would say last year they doubled. I think we had well over 300 or 350 students this last academic year, which is doubled from the 2017 year. So a lot of what I've done in my position in the past, you know, 2 years or so is really push some of the marketing out, get into those orientation classes, talk to the first year students, and make sure they know this resource is here and it's free for them to use, really trying to reduce some of that stigma coming in.
So what is some of the feedback that you get from these students?
A lot of the students are just very grateful that there is a service like this on campus. You know, they might not, you know, be able to get the largest meal plan, or they might be a non-traditional student or a student with children. And so this is a great resource for them as a registered student, just to come in and get those few things that they need.
People make the joke, you know, surviving on ramen noodles through college, and you know, it's only a joke for so long and it becomes a serious issue. Do you focus on providing healthy foods and maybe even teaching kids how to cook in the dorm?
So that's one of the things that we've tried to expand upon. So, of course, we get a lot of ramen in there just as it's something that's easy to donate if we do a donation drive. But we do try to, you know, have a large variety of other foods. So we try to stock peanut butter, which has some great protein, some canned fruits and vegetables, some other things that are a lot healthier than those ramen options, and have a lot of, you know, variety in our kind of selection. We've got two kind of prevalent rooms over in the Colonel's Cupboard that house our food, and one we call the canned goods food, and that's where you're going to find that canned meat or that canned vegetable or fruit that's got a little bit more of that protein and healthier. And then we've also got the dry goods room, which has, you know, the cereal and the peanut butter and jelly and all that good stuff that is a lot healthier than ramen.
With the growth that you've seen over the last couple of years, are donations keeping up with that growth and students coming in and needing food?
We're seeing yes and no. So as we've grown, we've also found different ways to kind of bring in some donations. So one of the things that we did this past year was partner with EKU Parking and Transportation to do a donations for citation event a few times throughout the year. So we don't have any set just yet for this school year. We're kind of waiting for it to get rolling, but that's a partnership that has brought us in some donations and some key times where, you know, at the end of each semester, we get the students who move out that donate their food, or we've got the big kind of Thanksgiving, you know, holiday time food drive around November and December. And then in the spring semesters, we get, you know, when there's the mass exodus from campus, people are leaving for the summer, they donate food that way. But we have seen, you know, kind of a big drop in our dry goods room because people want to come in and they want to get that peanut butter. They want to get something they can snack on between classes or whatever that looks like for, you know, the full-time students who often work or have other responsibilities outside of classes as well.
I'm Samantha Morrill, and if you're just joining us, I'm here with Dylan Bogard, Coordinator for Community Service and the Colonel's Cupboard at Eastern Kentucky University. I saw in some of your information that you have an abundance of some donations and others are lacking. If anybody's thinking about donating, what are some of the items that you would love to have, but you're good right now?
Oh, definitely. We definitely don't need any green beans or corn. That's, you know, of course, those aren't super popular items. And that's something that, you know, is first on the shelf when you go and try to get things to donate. What we really need are some of those more dry good items. So boxes of cereal, granola bars, some easy to make, like minute rice, you know, some of the stuff that's more nutritious, but still quick to make. And that's something that's been very popular and kind of goes off our shelves very quickly when students start to come into the cupboard.
Do you have any plans moving forward to incorporate some refrigerated or frozen items?
We would like to. However, just kind of given our space and the setup of it, that's not something that, you know, we have any definite plans to do, but it's definitely something that I would like to look into in the future.
And you also said that you donate clothes. You have clothing items. And yeah. I think that's, you know, important to a person's individuality that mm-hmm. they're figuring out in college and everything. And a lot of colleges offer business attire. Mm-hmm. Not everybody needs that every day. So tell me a bit about the closet.
Yeah, so Closet Transform and the Colonel's Closet, so it's kind of two different programs housed within the Colonel's Cupboard, offer students kind of those different options. You know, like you said, we do have a Dress for Success program here run through Career and Co-op, but we didn't have a lot of options for students just looking for something every day or, you know, even winter clothing. We've got a couple blankets, some towels, that kind of stuff in there where students that may have forgot something at home if they went home for a weekend, or, you know, they're really in need, their only pair of jeans ripped, so they can come in and get that for free. The other side of that is the Closet Transform program. We partner with the Office of Multicultural Student Affairs, or OMSA, to house materials, clothing, information that really help our LGBTQ students on campus, in particular our transgendered students, kind of can come in and get clothing that they're comfortable in.
And I saw that you guys pride yourselves on being a safe space for those students.
Yes. And that's one of the big things with the closet, whether or the cupboard in general. Mm-hmm. Students coming in, it's just kind of a vulnerable time. So we're a safe space for all students to come in, you know, get questions answered, get what they need in terms of, you know, the clothing, the toiletries, the food, and have somebody to talk to if they need it.
We've talked about food and clothing, but you also take donations and give out toiletries and,
yes.
and things of that nature. Can you talk about some of those items that students need? And, you know, if you're in a rough spot there, you have to have food.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then some of these other things fall to the side.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we have quite an abundance of, you know, toiletry products right now. Some we're lacking more in than others, but we get a lot of students that come in and just need simple things like body wash or shampoo, conditioner. We also are very well stocked on like feminine hygiene products, which can mm-hmm. often be very expensive. And if a student's already struggling financially, you know, they might come to us just needing, you know, some of those feminine hygiene products, a toothbrush, some toothpaste or whatever it is until their paycheck comes in or their financial aid or whatever that looks like. That's one of the biggest things we get are students that just come in needing, you know, a couple of those items until they can get paid or what that looks like for that student. A lot of students come in, and it's something that we're kind of hoping to collect more of, where we've got some, you know, non-traditional students or some students with children. They need some of those general, like, cleaning items. So mm-hmm. sometimes we'll get people that come in, and we'll occasionally get donated some toilet paper, paper towels. And we get more and more students coming in and looking for some of those, even household items, as they aren't necessarily able to afford those.
Well, it sounds like you kind of take, you know, whatever people are willing to donate.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've heard is that donations are great. They're needed and wanted and accepted. But a lot of places, really, they need money. They can make better use of those dollars. Is that something that you're finding?
Definitely. So, you know, as it's great when people donate, you know, whatever they can. But sometimes, you know, even if our food is stocked up, we need things, you know, in our space. So shelving was a big thing that we had to invest in, you know, different racks for our clothes coming in as we kind of expanded that program. And we do have a donation account set up through the EKU Foundation office. So anybody that's looking to donate can contact them and tell them about the Colonel's Cupboard. And we use that money to go directly towards the operations of that space and what the students need.
So if people want to find out more, where can they go as far as figuring out what you guys need and where to send donations?
Definitely. So kind of the best way to reach us is to go to communityservice.eku.edu/cupboard. That is our website that's got all of our information, hours, donation times. They can also reach out by email at food.pantry@eku.edu about dropping off donations or the process to give monetary donations through the university.
If there are any students listening who feel insecure about coming to you guys, what would be your message to them?
I would definitely say that they are not alone. You know, that's one of the big things that I've tried to push since being in this position. The whole reason the Colonel's Cupboard started is that back in about 2013, 2012, the university did a campus-wide survey that showed 1 in 6 EKU students face food insecurity at some point during their time. Since that survey, national research has shown that it's, you know, even greater numbers. 35-36% of all college students face food insecurity at some point. And so letting them know that they're not alone and that, you know, they don't have to be ashamed or kind of have some of that stigma on them coming in, because when they're not alone and they realize that they can get help, you know, they're able to be successful in their college career.
Dylan Bogard is coordinator for community service and Colonel's Cupboard at EKU. Dylan, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I hope this information has helped kind of enlighten you on what the Colonel's Cupboard is all about.
Absolutely.